you. Anniversary. Yeah. And wow. it was people from all over, and I want to thank everyone here that came and represented. We had a good representation to show that we love and embrace them, and we consider them to be family. So what if? That's a good question, isn't it, to ask ourselves, what if we could do as Jesus said in Matthew 17:20, what if we believed, as he said, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing, and I love that thought to hold on to, nothing will be impossible for you. You know, I don't think he was giving us a geography lesson to telling us how to move earth from one place to another. But consider for a moment a mustard seed. It's one of the smallest seeds there is. And yet, it holds incredible potential. What if we believed that that potential was within us? Oh my. Our faith, no matter how small, has the power to bring about significant change. Faith is not about the size of our belief, but it's about the strength of our trust in God. Just as the mustard seed transforms into a big sprawling tree, our faith, when we nurture it, can lead to miraculous outcomes. Yes. You believe that?
Yes.
Yes. We just have to hold on, because I think of that little seed planted in the earth. It's doing its work. We can't see what's happening in this moment when we put forth that prayer energy out there. But oh my, just think of what's happening. What's sustaining that? What's building on to that? I have some plants at home, and I repotted them. But I thought in repotting, I said, I'm going to put a bunch of rocks in the bottom of the pot.
Yeah.
I thought that was the thing to do. But my babies have been looking sad. Ever since I repotted them, they've been looking sad. And so, yes, I talk to them and I pray over them and I ask them, what is it you need from me? I'm your caretaker. What is it you need from me? And surprisingly, I've got a thought, something I'm going to try. It's going to take a lot of work. But the thought came to me, remove the rocks. The thought came to me that those roots that are growing down may not be getting the nourishment they need. And sometimes that happens to us. You know, we feel a little down, and it's like their heads are hanging down. That's when I walk in the door, I say, oh my, I got to take care of you. I got to figure this out. But sometimes that happens to us, doesn't it? But then we remember what we are. We remember that there's a silent way we can communicate. And through that communication, whatever it need, whatever we need, the wisdom, the zeal, the energy, the pep, whatever it is, will open up to us. Yeah, moving mountains. We have mountains to move, not only in our personal lives, but we have, some of us have mountains to move in here. At least anybody else, am I all alone?
No.
You know, prayer does have an incredible ability to move mountains. We are in the beginnings of a shift in activity in today's world. You feel it? It's almost like we're giving a chance to tap in to that presence and that power and make the changes that we need to rise as a community, nation, people, whatever. There has been a lot of prayer going into our earth. The words in that scripture remind us that prayer isn't just a ritual we do. It's a profound act of faith that can bring about change. I like that. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, nothing can be impossible if you keep focused and you persevere. You know, there are two ingredients that we always need to add: faith and perseverance. Now, the Revealed Word says faith is a perceiving power of the mind linked with the power to shape substance. It's spiritual nourishment. It's the power to do the seemingly impossible. How many have had the seemingly impossible happen in their experiences from time to time?
Oh.
Yeah, we're witnesses to the power of prayer and faith. We have a prayer chain, and what happens? We hear how it has lifted up. Now, I must confess, things will still happen, but the thing is, consciousness is lifted to a point where you know what to do, and you do it, and you move through it. The Revealing also Word also says that faith is a magnetic power that draws unto us our heart's desire from the invisible spiritual substance. So that means that Cadillac is not going to just drop down in my driveway. I have work to do, don't I? I have work to do. Faith is a deep inner knowing that that which is sought after is already there for the taking. But we have to bring it into manifestation. In Hebrews 11, we learn faith is the assurance of things hoped for. And we can begin right there. Truth Unity says faith is built up through denial of all doubt and fear, and continuous affirmations of loyalty to what? To the divine idea, to the higher self. We have to have that faith in our spiritual capacity, and then we depend on it in the face of adversity and the appearances. That's how you move mountains. The other agreement is perseverance. Now, that's the part that's uncomfortable, isn't it? It's uncomfortable sometimes to stay the path. when things don't look so good. It's a challenge sometimes to stay the course, keep our eyes focused on the prize, which is to experience the glory of God in us. And we must persevere. You know, I'm a big fan of late night TV. Not totally by choice, but at times I wake up and I'll take a few moments and pray, and then I want to focus on something to send those vibrations out to. So I'll turn on the TV, and lo and behold, there's always something interesting on the Planet Channel and the Earth Channel and the this channel. There's always channels you can watch to really learn something, to take something in. So I was watching this program about the life of an ant. Not your aunt, that's your relative. But the little bitty ants that you see crawling around. And this was really, really interesting, because in that program, it showed how the ant made its journey over obstacles and around obstacles. Puddles of water, that didn't stop that little ant. A steep hill, or well, for us it seemed like just a mound of dirt, but to an ant that small, it's a steep hill. And even other creatures that threatened to hinder the progress of that little bitty ant, just like the little fellow we saw in the video, that little bitty ant determined it was going to do its job, its duty, its responsibility, its commitment. And they do this all the while maybe carrying a crumb bigger than they are on their back. That little bitty ant. Yet each time, and this was actually, it actually showed the ant going through these obstacles. And each time it came upon a challenge, might have been a branch in the way, and it had to go way around to get back on its course. Sometimes we have to do that, don't we? To get on the course, we may have to take a little detour and then come back to it. Yet each time it faced the challenge, it didn't retreat. You know, sometimes when the going gets rough, what do they say? When the going gets tough, the tough what gets going? No, we don't do that, do we? No. But each time it faced a challenge, it didn't retreat. Instead, it adapted. It found new paths. It worked diligently and never lost focus on the goal. Oh my, what we can learn from that little ant, huh? Perseverance is a reminder that while the mountains we have may seem too high to climb, we're never alone in our journey. We have that within us that is strength. We have the Christ presence within us that rises us above the circumstances. That ant teaches us to embrace our struggles, knowing that they are a part of what? Our growth. They're a part of our growth. They're a part of what makes us what We are. This determination of the ant, it reminds me of the words that in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through what?
Christ
that strengthens me. The mountains in our lives represent obstacles, challenges, seemingly insurmountable problems. Anybody have any of those in here?
Oh, just a few.
Whether it be personal struggles, health issues, family discord, or challenges in the world, we often feel as though we are climbing a steep, unyielding mountain. However, remember that mountains are not impossible to climb.
That's true.
They can be moved. Prayers of supplication, remember those?
Yes.
Oh yeah, those begging prayers or those bargaining prayers.
Yes.
They're okay. They had their place in your spiritual growth. But as we move into our spiritual maturity, everything changes, doesn't it? Our words are different, our actions are different, even the ways that we think of ourselves and the world are different. So what is the key to the power that moves mountains? Are you ready to do the work?
Oh, yeah.
You know, it doesn't just happen. There's work to be done. One of the things we need to make the connection to the power within us. That begins with prayer. Prayer is our connection to our Creator and Sustainer. And when we pray, we don't just recite words. We feel them. We take time to contemplate them. We are one with divine energy, creative power of the universe that is in us. We are part of the one power and presence. Prayer is transforming. We're getting ready to go into Unity's World Day of Prayer.
Yes.
Do you know how powerful that is? Collective consciousness coming together in one accord to move mountains so that everyone in the universe can experience what it is to be free within. Yes, there's power in that prayer. It's transforming. It changes us, our perspectives, our attitudes, and our hearts. That's what's going to change our atmosphere out here. One by one, bringing ourselves into awareness of the power that is in the universe and in us. You want to make a difference? Carry the thought, carry the presence and the power. I always affirm to myself when things get tough, there's only one power and one presence in the universe. Remember that. This didn't come to stay. This came to pass. One presence and one power. And you live and move and have your being in it. Oh boy. Instead of becoming discouraged by the mountains in our lives, we begin to see them as opportunities for the power and the presence of God to be unfolded and revealed through you. So let's tap in. You can't just hear these words and not go out and practice the concepts, practice the principles behind them. If you're up against something, tell that mountain you're gonna move, because I'm going to do the work involved in connecting and hitching to faith and power through whatever is happening. So let's take a moment. I want you to take a moment. We're going to begin with the Lord's Prayer. Now remember, we want to feel this prayer. We don't want to just race through saying it. We want to know it to be the truth of our being as we affirm it together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And so this is where we begin. Take a deep breath as we take a moment, as Jesus said, and come apart a while. I'm going to begin this inward journey using this year's guiding prayer for Unity's 2024 World Day of Prayer. So breathe in these words. Take ownership of them. Use these words as your own. Alert and focused. I breathe into this powerful moment. I open my heart that recognizes the healing power of God, the source of wholeness and well-being. I turn within to inexhaustible, ever-flowing divine life. Compassionately, I acknowledge my human experience, struggles, and challenges that come and go, but no human condition can hinder the flow of divine life in and through me. So I heal as I shift my awareness to my spiritual nature and find that God and I are one. God and I, divine light, and I are one. And I have access to the fullness of life at all times. Breathing in and breathing out, I take a moment in the quiet and contemplate my wholeness and well-being in the quiet. thank you, God. For I know that whatever in me is challenged, healing is happening in this very moment. In an enormous spiritual awareness, I know and experience wholeness. I know and experience well-being. And yes, today I celebrate. I celebrate my capacity to thrive in every circumstance. And with a grateful heart, I heal. And in the words of our wayshower, Jesus Christ, I believe that I have faith greater than that mustard seed. And I can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will obey. For nothing is impossible. For I believe and rest and trust in Spirit. And so, dear God, this morning I give thanks for your presence and your power. I give thanks for the activity of Spirit moving in and throughout this congregation, strengthening them to move mountains. And for this and for all things, dear God, I just say thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And so it is, and it is so, and it is unfolding for everyone right here, right now. And so it is, amen. One with God, I am filled with limitless joy. One with God, I am filled with limitless joy. Affirm that with me. One with God, I am filled with limitless joy. And then I want you to think of someone, visualize them, someone who may be in need of hearing these words today, someone you want to send vibrations of strength, health, and wealth out to. See them standing before you. And let's affirm for them together, one with God, you are filled with limitless joy. Again, one with God, you are filled with limitless joy. And then in the spirit of community, in the spirit of oneness, in the spirit of the allness of all of us coming together in unity, let's affirm this using we together. One with God, we are filled with limitless joy. Once more. One with God, we are filled with limitless joy. And it is so, and so it is, and know that in Christ, all things are possible. Even the ability to to move mountains. Bless you.